Well, hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to another episode of AP Empowers. And I am coming to you today just elated with the message that I want to try to deliver as best to the best of my ability or as best as I can. Because, again, it just dropped in my spirit this morning. I was doing some reading and then I just, of course, started adding to it and this, that, and the other. But anyway, we are in June, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you know, but we are smack dab in the middle of 2022. What did you say you were going to do this year? Are you close to it? Have you started on it? Are you working on it? Where are you? Because if you don't know, then I don't know what to tell you. Because if you've not in these last 5 months been working towards that thing, you are behind schedule. I just want to say that to you. And I want to encourage you, though, you can always get on board. You can always get on the right track. But you got to start. You got to start today. You got to stop procrastinating. I'm telling you, I've told you, I've done podcasts about it. I've done blogs about it. Procrastination is not your friend in any way, shape, or form. So stop putting off today what you should have did yesterday. Stop putting off what you're going to do tomorrow for the next day. Okay, I need you guys to get moving. And you guys know that that's what I'm about. AP Empowers comes to you to encourage you, to inspire you, and hopefully to motivate you to do the things that you are setting out to do. But again, I'm just excited to be here today. I'm excited because the other thing that dropped in my spirit is when Women Lead Networking Social, it is happening. I am in the process of trying to find a location that's going to be great for the month of July. And I'm looking forward to just getting with my tribe again, getting with ladies and being able to encourage them. I've actually been doing some networking. I've been getting out. I've been working on some other things, guys. God is just doing so much in my life right now to where, in all honesty, I for a second was just a tad bit confused and didn't really know how to get started on some of this stuff myself. But I said all that to say I'm moving. I'm definitely moving, and I'm trying to receive, and I'm trying to bring you guys what I need to bring to you as well. And so I won't take up too much of your time today. But also CWP Sports Consulting, we were just a sponsor over at the TPJ Day of Play Youth Football Camp. And I tell you what, it was exciting to see those 8 to 12-year-olds out there doing their thing. CWP Sports Consulting actually focuses on high school athletes. But my little brain got to churning, and I was trying to get together some stuff for these young babies. But and I didn't get a chance to really do what I wanted to do. But like I said, my brain is churning in the right direction now, because I do think that there's never a place where you're too young or too old, so to speak. But I do believe that when kids are really at that rec level, that's like fifth grade and under, they really do need to be focused on just having fun. And this is just a shameless plug for CWP Sports Consulting, that we are accepting new clients. We are excited about those that we've helped that are getting ready to start, whether it's this summer or this fall in their respective sports in college. But we would love to help you. If you want more information on CWP Sports Consulting, please reach out to Troy Sr. That's TROYSR at coachwithpride.com for more information, for a consultation. You can hit us up on social media. We're on Facebook at CWP Sports Talk on Facebook, and on Instagram we are Recruiting Gems. And so you can reach out to us there if you want a consultation, if you want to see if we're a good fit for you and vice versa. If you've got some athletes that you know need some help, if you want CWP Sports Consulting to come out and speak at your next event, whether it's a high school event or what have you, if you've got some young people that could hear some good stuff, some parents that can receive some good stuff, we're here for you. So please reach out to us if you need us in any of those facets as well. You guys know that I'm still doing my thing. I'm so excited that things are opening back up. COVID's not gone, so let's not put the cart before the horse. Let's do everything that we can do to be safe and to remain safe, because people are losing their lives, guys. Oh my gosh, two young guys this week just really broke my heart. I don't really know a lot of details, but hug those that are close to you. Hug them today. Hug them as much as you can, because tomorrow is not promised for anybody. So I said all that to say, I want to go ahead and get started into my topic today, which is, it's going to kind of be twofold, but the topic is learn to tell your own story. And again, like I said, that thing dropped in my spirit. I was doing some reading, and the thing about it is, you know, everybody, you know, I'm talking about loss, right? So when someone dies, you know, they can't defend themselves. They can't come back and say, hey, no, this isn't true, or no, this is not how I was feeling. And then you know how media spins things. There's always some sort of spin, whether it's true or not. It's about getting views, right? It's about getting people to click on your stuff. It's about getting people to watch. But I do believe that if we learn to tell our own story, those types of things can be avoided. I just feel like, you know, people that know me, and I do know a lot of people feel that they know me and may not know me personally or intimately or on a deep level, right? But what I share with people, like publicly and in private, is a lot about me. I feel like I'm an open book. I've actually written a couple of books, right? When Women Lead, volumes 1 and 2, definitely share a lot of my story. And then when I even get into Unconventional, Moving Past Your Excuses, it's about my whole life being unconventional. So I do feel like in some respects I'm an open book, but even with me having books and things like that, I want to make sure that there are people that are around me to share about me when I'm no longer here, or that if someone is speaking some falsehoods about me, they would be able to represent me well and know who I am. I mean, I am a person that loves God. I am a person that loves my family first and foremost. And so, you know, those are two things that I really would like people to know about me. And if you don't know those things about me, or if you feel like, oh, I didn't know you were a Christian, da da da, I may not have been doing some things right, right? So don't judge me, but pray for me, and hopefully I can continue to share my story even more. But and I want to encourage you today, though, learn how to tell your own story. Don't leave it up to someone else. Don't leave it up to the last relationship. Don't leave it up to the professors that you had in college. Don't leave it up to the friends that you're no longer talking to be able to share your story. You have to know how to get your own story out. You have to know how to be transparent in some areas. I do realize that we can't share everything. Like, people really shouldn't be an open book. But my perspective is that when someone can take something and run with it, when they don't know the whole story. Many of you know that I do have a professional athlete in my family that's really close to me. And it's so funny to me how ignorant, and ignorance is not a bad word, so don't take it as an insult, how ignorant a lot of people are just to the ins and outs of professional sports. Because as a fan, it's totally different from the business side of things, right? So people think that things happen and they think they know the whole story, when in actuality, there's always a backstory, a side story, and a little bit of untold story. And so with that being said, I find it funny when people speak to things that they really don't know anything about, right? They voice their opinions, but it's the same way in our lives. Like I said, the ex-boyfriend or the ex-girlfriend who's now salty because they're no longer with you, or vice versa, you might be salty because you're no longer with them. You have a story, they have a story, but is that the real story? So when we learn to tell our own story, we don't get caught up in those sorts of things. And I hope you guys are understanding what I'm saying. I know I'm giving you a lot of examples, and I don't really want to go into anything in particular, but I do know, like, I've been doing this study on singles and married people, and I think that everybody always, of course, thinks that the grass is greener, right? Everybody always thinks, well, you know, if you're married, oh, well, if I was single, then maybe I wouldn't have to deal with this. If I was single, maybe I wouldn't have to pick up his clothes. If I was single, then maybe I wouldn't have to hear her talk so much. Things like that, right? But then the single people are also saying, well, if I was married, I would do this, or I would do that, and this, that, and the other. So we always get a perspective from something, but when you're not in that situation, you really shouldn't, and you really can't speak to it. I mean, you know, you can base things off of what people tell you and what your friends share with you, but you got to also understand that that friend is only representing also just themselves. They don't represent the entire single population. They don't represent every married couple. And so that's why I'm so pushing today that we've got to learn how to tell our own story. We've got to learn how to, you know, you might be married and you might have only been married for a year. Well, guess what? That year is really the only thing that you can go by if you're sharing with people. You can't start giving advice to people as though you've been married for 26 years. You've got to base it on that year, and you got to know that the bad days are coming. My pastor used to say, once the honeymoon is over, if you've been married for longer than 30 days, then for some people, it's probably if you've been married for longer than 7 days, maybe even 3 days, right? But anyway, And I do think that that is, that's comical. But you know what? There's a lot of truth to that, because a lot of times we put on airs, we do different things before we get married, and then we get married, and it's like, you know, you stuck now. You got me. You stuck with me, and I'm stuck with you. And so you just let it all hang out, right? And so, but with that being said, all I'm saying is, we got to stop speaking to things that we really don't know anything about. We can't assume that because someone is single, they're lonely. We can't assume that because someone is married, that they're happy. That should not be the assumption. If you don't know, don't speak to it. But if you do know, even if you think you know, even if something was shared with you, if it's not your situation, I would just caution you to tread lightly, because a lot of times we go into things and we don't know. If it's not our story, we need to really leave it alone. We need to maybe try to do some research. We may need to try to, you know, get some facts together and before we start speaking on stuff, because immediately judgment, you know, the one thing that I've learned about America is that this is a very judgmental place that we live. I mean, people are so quick to judge. They may not even know you, but now they saying, oh, well, you this and you that, and I saw her doing this, I saw him doing that. You know, we're so judgmental. Instead of giving people grace, instead of saying, well, you know what, I really don't even know that situation, so therefore I'm not going to really speak to it. And so, you know, that's what I want to encourage you today. I want you to, as a person, to stop speaking to other people's situation, but also you as a person, start taking charge of your own narrative. You know, people get mad when you, well, you know, now it's a social media age, right? So people get mad when you post good stuff and you know, they ain't perfect. You know, somebody said a while back, well, you know, Facebook is just a highlight reel. Well, you want the people to, I mean, you know, you're going to rag on them if they get on there and start sharing their dirty laundry and they start cussing and acting a fool. So it's okay for it to be a highlight reel. If it's a highlight reel, if it's what they want to share with their other Facebook friends and whoever else can see their post and whatnot, let them live. Let them live their life. What they got to do with you? Don't you share what you want to share on your social media? We got to stop trying to tell other people's story. We got to try to stop trying to always see the negative. Because a lot of times what I'm talking about when I say somebody else is trying to tell your story, 9 times out of 10 is not positive. 9 times out of 10 is not that they're saying, oh, her life is so much better than what she shared on Facebook. That's not what they're saying. They're saying, oh, I know that they got problems. They got, well, everybody has problems. Who doesn't have problems? So we've got to keep the main thing the main thing. And you shouldn't be that focused on someone else, because if you were busier focusing on yourself, you could be thriving in the same way that potentially you're hating on someone else, right? So that's just APM Powers perspective, or perspective. You know, I come to encourage you. I want to lift you up. It doesn't matter to me. Everybody goes through something, right? I don't care what the situation is. When you come to me, if I can't lift you up, if I can't hold your hands up for you, I'm going to back away from the situation, because it is not in me. It is not of me to bring negativity to anyone else. That is wasted energy for me. And I think it's wasted energy for you too. And I just wanted to share that with you today. So I said I was going to be twofold today, right? So learn to tell your own story. Make sure that the story that you're telling is a story that you want. You can't determine how someone is going to perceive something. You can't determine how someone's going to put their own spin on it. But just do your best job to make sure that you're sharing the things that you want people to know about you, and the good, hopefully. But I mean, if you want to share the bad and the ugly too, that's on you. But I just want you to learn how to tell your own story. And in telling your own story, you know what I've learned just in my brief stint here on earth is that there's a song that talks about they just keep moving the line. And I know that a lot of people probably can relate to that. But what I want to tell you today is that it's okay for you to move the line. It's okay for you to change your mind. It's okay for you to say no and not give an explanation. Y'all know I did a whole workshop on that several years back. Need to bring that back, or maybe do another podcast or blog on that. But it's okay. It's okay for you to change your mind. Don't allow people to say, well, why you change your mind? None of your business why I changed my mind. I changed my mind. I'm entitled to do that. If something doesn't suit me, if I need something different, that's okay for you to move the line. So, you know, the one thing that I've learned also, you know, especially with my kids transitioning out into young adulthood and this, that, and the other. It's okay for me to now focus on me. I've been focused on some young people for quite some time. It's okay for me to focus on me. And what you're not going to do is make me feel bad about focusing on me, or make me feel bad about loving me, or wanting someone to love me a certain type of way. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to make me feel bad about those things. I'm not going to allow you to, because I do know that it is okay for me to change my mind. It is okay for me to say no, and I don't have to tell you why. No is a complete sentence, period. No, that's it. Be mad, try to demand answers. If I say no, that's the answer. The answer ain't going to change. It's going to still remain to be no. And it's okay for you to move the line for yourself. Your standards at 21 should definitely be a little bit better at 45. Your standards at 65 should definitely be a little bit better than they were at 45. And so with that being said, when people talk about you moving the line, or people are mad because you're moving the line or whatever, you know what you need. And I guarantee you, they don't have to understand it. As long as you understand it, as long as you know that you're doing what's best for you, that thing got to be okay. That thing got to be okay with anybody else around you. That thing got to be okay with anybody else who's listening, with anybody else who cares. If you decide you want to move that line, that's okay too. I don't want you to stop being so apologetic and worried about everybody else's feelings when, you know, the bottom line is, if you don't take care of yourself, or if you don't show people how to take care of you, how are they going to know how to do it? And this doesn't mean being arrogant. It doesn't mean being cocky, and it definitely doesn't mean being nasty. But when you make a decision for yourself, sometimes it's okay for it to just be a decision for you. You know, like I said, I've raised my kids. I've raised my family up, and, you know, and things like that. So I'm at a different place in my life than I was 26 years ago. You know what I mean? And so when you come from that perspective, you don't allow anyone else to tell you that you're wrong. Don't allow anyone else to make you feel bad about your standards being higher, your requirements changing, you wanting something different. You know what I mean? Like, you know, of course, and hopefully you've got mentors. Hopefully you've got spiritual leaders that can guide you in those things. And you, hopefully you've got people that can even pray for you, pray with you. You know what I mean? But even if you don't, you can go to God yourself. You can make some decisions for yourself by yourself. And that really is okay. Don't allow anyone else to tell you that it's not, because people want to put you in a box. And that's the other thing that I've learned. This is maturation, guys. People want to put you in a box, and not only a box, they want to put you in their box. So if they only see you going a certain height, they don't want you to go higher than that, because that's their box that they got for you. But let me tell you something, their box don't make or break you. Their box don't pay your bills. Their box don't make you eat. And their box definitely ain't putting no money in your account. A lot of people want to do talking, and you guys know that I'm action oriented. So you can do a lot of talking, but if your actions don't back up what you're saying, you can just step away from me, because you're really just, you know, doing a lot of talking and wasting time. Anybody can talk. Well, what do their actions say? How are you going to give me an advice about my marriage when you're not even married? How are you going to give me advice about finances when you constantly trying to borrow money from me, or you borrowing money from someone? How are you going to give me advice about my business when you can't even really keep a job? Because we have to understand, guys, these are different situations. These are different things. And you would be a fool. You would be, you know, just totally disappointed if you're taking advice from people who aren't even on your level, who aren't even doing the things that you've done, or the things that you aspire to do, or the things that, you know, you've put out here in the atmosphere. You're going to be totally disappointed if you're taking advice from those types of people. So I'm here today to tell you, learn to tell your own story. Learn to make your own story what you want it to be. It's okay for you to change up. Sometimes you got to change your circle in order to get to where you're going, trying to go. Everybody definitely can't go with you. Everybody ain't trying to go with you. Everyone isn't even equipped enough to go with you. You know, when you talk about like going to Colorado, going skiing, I've been blessed to be able to visit Colorado and look at the ski slopes. I can't lie and tell y'all I was skiing, but I was able to look at them and they were beautiful. But I can't give nobody advice on skiing when I've never skied. I'm going to try to see if I can get some advice from an expert skier or someone who could possibly teach me something. I'm going to not ask my homeboy down the street who ain't never left the state of South Carolina anything about Colorado. Now, he may have can tell me what he's read, but again, your experience, a lot of times you got to be in it to win it, right? And so stop basing your decisions, stop basing the things that you do in your life based on someone else's perspective, on trying to make them feel good. I'm unapologetically Team Angela. Unapologetically. You know, I used to tell my kids, and my daughter quoted it to me the other day, nothing but the best for your daughter. I said, nothing but the best for your mother. Now, obviously, I want nothing but the best for my daughter as well, but I've raised her up that way. She said that because she's heard her mom say that, and she's seen me demand that. And so, and that's from anybody. I love me. I love me first. If I didn't love me, I couldn't show anyone else how to love me. You're not going to disrespect me. You're not going to do certain things in my life. You're not even really going to be able to be in my space if you're not in a certain place. And so, I don't say that to be cocky. I don't say that to boast myself up. I say that because that is genuinely how I feel about me. I say that with the strictest confidence because that's who I am. I my grandmother, blame her, y'all. If y'all want to be mad at somebody, blame my grandmama. Because she made me feel as though there was nothing in life that I couldn't accomplish. There was nothing in life that I couldn't do. There was nobody in life that looked better than me. And all that stuff just kind of kept growing and kept coming with me. And so God rest her soul now. But I'm here today to share that with you, that if you don't feel that way about yourself, you need to start looking in the mirror and telling yourself affirmations about yourself that you can live and believe and be and find your own confidence. You know, again, it may not operate in the same way. It may not be about your looks. It may not be about your business. It might be about you being a wife. It may be being about you being the best coach. It may be being about you being the best parent or whatever. Whatever your situation is, though, it should be a positive one. You should know who you are. You should know who you want to reveal yourself to others as. And it's okay for that line to move sometimes. You know, sometimes we have a certain standard because, again, we've not experienced anything. We've not done anything. But as we grow and as we mature, that line, it's okay for that line to move. And you know, people will tell you, oh, well, you wasn't doing that bad. Oh, well, I'm different now. I'm growing. I'm in a different place. And unapologetically be able to tell them that. But you don't owe them no explanation. But if you tell them that, you need to tell them that with, you know, in confidence and let them know that you mean what you're saying. Because people will try you. People will try to put you in their box and they'll try to say, oh, well, you wasn't doing this then. Da, da. Well, I'm doing it now. And it's okay. It's okay for you to change your mind about something. Oh, I'm no longer interested. Oh, no, I'm sorry, but I'm not there right now. I'm no longer there. And that's okay. If you change your mind, that is okay. They're going to have to deal with it. They're going to have to get themselves together. Because if they were relying on you, that's one of the things we shouldn't really be doing. I mean, I'm not saying you can't rely on people, but if you do what you're supposed to do for yourself, I was watching a snippet the other day about Kobe Bryant. And I loved it. You know, I'm not really a Kobe fan. You know, may he rest in peace. You know, my Celtic girl, my boys are in the finals right now. Starts tonight, as a matter of fact. But anywho, I digress. Kobe had said something about putting his eggs in one basket. He was like, if you don't put your eggs in one basket, then, you know, it's almost like you kind of here and there. And this isn't quoting him, but he was talking about that. And I could definitely relate. I do know I teach people about plan Bs and things like that. But if you focus enough on plan A should happen. It should. I'm not saying it is, but it should. If you got everything that you got going towards that, I really do believe it's up to you whether it's going to be successful or not, right? But it's okay to change your mind too. So, you know, like I said, that may have been a little contradictory, but I don't think so. I think what I'm saying is that if you're focused on winning, then you will win. Okay, if you're doing everything in your power to win, and it's okay that if once you win, you go to another level and win at another level and you go to another level. That's the changing your mind part. It's not that, you know, because I think for some people, let's use Kobe Bryant as an example. You know, he went into the league without even going to college. Right. So for him, probably getting into the league was a stepping stone. Right. Was a standard. Well, then after that, he wanted to win a championship or he wanted to run the team himself. Well, then after that, it was winning a championship. Well, then after that, it was winning another championship and being a Hall of Famer or being one of the greatest Lakers ever. Right. And so
it's okay for you to keep striving to those different levels. And when you tell somebody no, mean it. And stop explaining everything. You don't have to be apologetic. You don't have to explain. You can say no and it be a complete sentence. And then you go on about your business. I hope this message blessed you guys today. If it did, share it with someone else that it could potentially bless. Leave me a comment. Let me know what your thoughts are. Let me know if you got a different perspective on, you know, telling your own story or moving the line for yourself, for your own standards, or changing your mind, or saying yes too much. Let me know if you got something different that you would like to add to this conversation. Because again, I'm open for it. I'm just telling you how I feel. I'm telling you what has gotten me to this point that I am at now. And I'm there unapologetically. And so I'm excited about where I am in life, and I hope that you are as well. And if you're not, I want to help get you moving to the right direction, so you can always reach out to me. I'm Angela at coachwithpride.com. I look forward to hearing from you guys. I look forward to continuing to bring you guys great content. And like I said, if it blessed you, bless someone else by sharing it. Thank you guys so much. AP Empowers out.